Father, we can quickly sense your presence.
天父，我们很快的就感受到你的同在。
Because we are discussing something that is very, very close to your heart.
因为我们要讨论的事情是非常非常靠近你心的。
We ask you to teach us this morning.
今天早上恳求你教导我们。
We ask for revelation.
我们恳求你启示我们。
And let heaven communicate with us.
让天堂跟我们沟通。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I think we all know that our favorite part of life is talking to God.
我想我们都知道，我们生命中最喜欢的一个部分就是跟神说话。
And prayer, in many people's minds, prayer is where we come before God through Jesus and we make petitions to God.
很多人认为的祷告就是我们借着耶稣来到父神的面前，将我们的祈求带到神的面前。
But really for me, prayer is just being with God, communicating with Him, and Him communicating with us.
但是对我来说，祷告其实就是跟神在一起，我跟他沟通，他跟我沟通。
Something I'm not sure it's talked about very much.
我想有一件事情人们不太谈论的。
Is that it's very interesting in the book of Revelation.
就是在启示录里面有一件事情很有趣。
Where the last 7 years of this age, the time of tribulation,
就是在这个世代的最后的七年大灾难的时候。
When the seals are being opened,
当那个封印被揭开的时候。
And when the bowls are being poured out,
当那个碗被倒下来了。
And the trumpets are blown,
还有那号角吹响。
We see something where there's a time where it says the incense of the prayers of the saints is poured out and thrown to the earth.
我们看到有个地方讲到说众圣徒的祷告就是如香，被倒在地上。
That teaches me that not all prayers are to be answered in this time.
这教导了我，不是所有的祷告都是会在这个时刻蒙应允。
But some prayers are to be collected for the future judgment of the world.
有些祷告会被收集起来，是为了在末世审判的时候。
So when we're praying to God, we need to understand the context of the heart of God as we're communicating with Him.
所以当我们在跟神沟通的时候，我们需要了解这个上下前后文。
I'm noticing as I'm getting older,I am praying more for the world.
我注意到当我渐渐年老，我越来越多地为世界祷告。
Now, in the 70s,
在70年代,
I used to get a map of the world.
我常常会拿世界地图。
And I would put it on the floor in front of me.
我会把它放在我面前的地上。
And I would get on my knees.
我就会跪着。
And sometimes I would just take my finger, I would shut my eyes and I would put my finger and pray wherever my finger went, I would pray for that country.
有时候我就会闭上眼睛，然后我的手指指到地图上的哪一个地方，我就会为那个国家祷告。
So when we pray like this,
所以像我们这样子祷告的话，
As a team in the church, you're not praying for the blessing of your church.
所以我们团队如果这样祷告的话，并不是在祷告来祝福教会。
Or should I say, a direct request for God to do something for the church.
或者我应该说，我们并不是在直接的请求神来在教会做一些事情。
We do get blessed.
我们是会蒙神祝福。
If we pray for the church or not.
就是不管我们有没有为教会祷告。
But the anointing comes sometimes where we pray, where our prayers go to heaven and they go in the bowls of God.
但是有时候我们的祷告到达天上，然后那个祷告就进入了神的碗里面。
And God holds them for the time in Revelation where it's poured out.
神就把那个碗留着，直到在启示录的时候，他才把那个碗倒下来。
Let's look at a couple verses. Why don't we turn to Revelation chapter 5?
我们一起来看启示录第五章。
And this chapter, you see in verse 2, you remember this is a very famous section we should know where there's a question in heaven of the scroll with the seals are about to be opened.
五章第二节，我想大家都知道，就讲到有书卷，还有那个还有封印，那将要被揭开来。
And the question is, who is worthy to open the seals?
而这边的问题是，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
So let's read verses 3-8. Let's read it.
我们一起来看第五章第三到第八节。在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。”我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷。他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老就伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
So we see at the end of verse 8,
所以我们在第八节的后面看到,
it says it's the prayers of the saints.
说这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Now, we have to be honest and think, is it Holy saints in heaven praying? Do people, when they go to heaven, do they have prayer meetings? You have to think.
我们必须很诚实地去思考，就是这些圣徒到了天上，他们是否还有祷告会？
Or is prayer the work of the saints in the earth?
或还是说 祷告是在世上的圣徒的工作。
Many things are a mystery, but one thing we know for sure.
很多事情都是奥秘，但是有一点我们是确定的。
When we read prayers of the saints, we know it's us.
当我们知道
for sure
圣徒的祈祷，那我们知道这一定就是我们。
Let's look at another. Let's look at another scripture.
我们再来看另外一处经文。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 8.
我们来看启示录第八章。
And let's read verse 1 to 3.
我们来
1 to 4.
我们来读第八章第一到第四节。羔羊揭开七印的时候，天上极近约有二刻，我看见那站在神面前的七位天使，有七支号赐给他们，另有一位天使拿着金香炉来，站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
So we see here, this is even the final seventh seal.
我们在这里看到这是最后的第七印。
And we see the prayers are collected and not yet answered, but they're collected.
我们看到那些祈祷被收集起来，但是还没有蒙应允。
So now, let's read verse 5.
好，现在我们读第五节。天使拿着香炉，盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上，随有雷轰、大声、闪电、地震。
So now we finally see God says it's time for the power of the prayers to come into action.
所以在这里我们最终于看到神说好，现在是时候到了，让那个祷告的力量能够有行动。
So the idea is we pray to God, we pray up, the answers come down.
所以我们有这种想法，认为说我们跟神祷，我们往上跟神祷告，然后呢神就降下来应允我们的祷告。
The answer is so powerful that there's lightning and earthquakes, and it's very powerful.
当神应允要实现这个祷告的时候，是非常强而有力的，有雷轰、闪电、地震。
So the Bible is trying to teach us that many times we don't understand how powerful.Our prayers are.
所以圣经是试着教导我们，我们往往不了解说我们的祷告是有多大的能力。
So you see, the judgment that God, his wrath and his judgment is not only from heaven.
所以我们看到神的愤怒，还有神审判，不只是从天上来。
Our prayers are mixed with heaven for the judgment that's coming to earth.
我们的祷告就跟天上混杂在一起，要迎接那个将要临到地上的审判。
And one of the reasons for it is because we as Christians are persecuted. We will continue to be persecuted.
这原因是我们身为基督徒，我们会受逼迫，而且会继续不断的受逼迫。
And God wants to justify His people.
神要称他的百姓为义。
It's one of the reasons why we have the 1,000 years millennium.
这就是为什么我们有千禧年。
It's to display to everyone.That God was always the owner and ruler of the earth.
千禧年的目的是要向所有的人显明，神是这个世界的所有者，而且他是统治者。
The Bible says that even in the lake of fire,
圣经说甚至在火湖里,
it says there will be torment in front of God and his angels.
说在那里, 甚至在那里都会有受苦是在神还有他的天使面前。
I'm not saying it's going to be eternal, but people in the lake of fire will have a time where they will look upon God and the angels, and they will be sure that their judgment is correct.
就是神跟那些在硫磺火湖的人显现的时候，我想那并不是永远的，而是会有那样一刻让这些在硫磺火湖的人，他们受审判的时候，他们会知道是神在做这件事情。
And so the thousand years millennium, it will be God's kingdom will be justified.
所以在千禧年的时候，神的国就会显为义。
It's a way of God rewarding His kingdom, proving to everyone that hated us.That we were correct.
这时候神就会在证明他的王国，而且向那些恨我们的人知道，证明我们是对的。
So now, now that we see this, we consider.The word context.
好，那我们已经看了这点，那我们就来思考我们所谓的上下文。
Sometimes when we try to explain something to someone, they misunderstand us because they don't grasp the context that we're connecting to.
有时候当我们试着跟别人解释一件事情的时候，他们会误解我们，因为他们不知道我们所讲的那件事情的上下前后文。
Context, understanding the context of the Holy Spirit, it keeps us accurate.
要了解圣灵的这个前后上下文的话，能够保守我们很正确。
Now,A more simple example would be when we're having a church service, a gathering.
一个比较简单的例子就是当我们教会有个聚会聚集在一起。
When the Holy Spirit is moving with prophecy.
当圣灵在运行有预言的时候。
Someone over here prophesies, someone over there prophesies, and we're prophesying.
Oh, 这里有人发预言，那里也有人发预言，很多人都在发预言。
Okay? Now, if someone does not understand the context of the anointing, they will put up their hand and say, Oh, could you please pray for me? My back is hurting me.
哦、如果有人不了解当时那个场景，当时那个整个的状况，那可能就会有人 举起手来说、哦、你可不可以为我祷告，因为我的背痛。
It's not bad, it's not evil, what they're asking.
他这样子 求、并不坏，也不是邪恶的。
But the request is out of context.
但是他这样子的一个请求就跟当时的整个的状况是不合的。
Because the anointing is the spirit of prophecy. That's the context.
因为那个时候整个的情况就是他上下整个前后的状况就是预言的灵在运行。
And so the person who doesn't understand this, they make a request out of context.
所以一个人他如果不了解的话，他就会就是他提出的一个请求就是不符合当时的那个整个的情况。
So, like, I'm not perfect, but what I try to do is I try to understand the context in every meeting.
我并不完美，但是我试着要做的事情就是在每一场聚会里面，我要去试着了解那个整个的上下前后情况。
You see, the Bible says, Jesus said, in John chapter 14, 15, 16, he taught us about the Holy Spirit coming.
耶稣在约翰福音14、15、16章里面，有教导我们圣灵来。
And he said something very interesting about the Holy Spirit. He said, he will not do anything that he doesn't hear.
当他讲到圣灵有一点很有趣的就是他说圣灵他若不是听见他就不会做自己
And he will do nothing out of his own authority.
圣灵也不会用自己的权柄去做任何事情。
So the Holy Spirit is like Jesus.
所以圣灵像耶稣。
Jesus did nothing unless he knew what the Father wanted.
耶稣除非知道父神要的是什么，不然耶稣也不会凭自己就做事。
And he would only want to see what the Father wants him to see.
耶稣也只想要看见父神要他看见的东西。
So that's why I pray every day several times. I say, Lord, open my ears to hear what you want me to hear. Open my eyes to see what you want me to see.
所以这就是为什么我一天当中有好几次会祷告说主求你开我的耳让我听见你要我听见的求你开我的眼让我看见你要我看的
And if I can do that, I can stay in the context of the will of God.
如果我这样做的话我就能够保让自己保持在就是神的一个整体的前后上下文的情况里面
So last night I gave a small teachingOn how to interpret yourself.
所以昨天晚上我有一个比较简短的教导，就是讲到你要怎么样解释你自己。
And the better we can interpret who we are, then we live a life that stays in the context of our calling.
我们若能够更好的、越好的解释自己的话，那么我们就能够活在神对我们呼召的上下文当中。
Okay, so.When I was, I was traveling internationally in the late 80s, you know, I went to Africa with big crowds.
当我在80年代，我就是在全世界各地服事。我去非洲的时候也是有很大型的聚会。
And then I went to minister to a small church in New York, 16 people.
后来我去纽约的一个小教会服事，那里就十六个人。
And they asked me, they said, "We like you, we like you so much. Could you come and be our pastor?"
然后那些人说我们很喜欢你，你可不可以来做我们的牧师
？This was hard for me.
这对我来说很困难。
Because I just came from Africa, big crowds, miracles. This is the context of my life.
因为我那时候才从非洲回来，有很大的聚会，然后又有很多的神迹奇事，那是我当时生命的一个呢前后的情况。
I didn't want to become a pastor and be out of context with my calling.
所以我不想要成为一个牧师，然后就是。偏离了神呼召我的那个上下文。
So why did I do it?
那后来我为什么去做那牧师呢
？God said,
神说
，You have been living in Alabama 17 years.
神跟我说你在阿拉巴马州住了十七年。
It's time for you to get out.
啊，时候到了，你要出去了。
This is your donkey to ride out of town.
这就是你要出城要骑的那个驴驹。
And he said, "I for a short season, I will give you a coat to wear to have a mantle to be a pastor."
神跟我说，有很短暂的一段时间，我会给你一件外袍穿着，让你做牧师。
So I obeyed, and I found out.At the end of 3 years, that that time was so good for me.
后来在那三年结束的时候，我发现那段时间对我非常有帮助。
Because now I have more experience in teaching every week. A lot. I taught a lot.
因为经过那段时间之后，我就有更多的教导的经验。我那时候有很多的教导。
And it made me even more strong knowing the Bible.
而且就在于圣经方面，我就对圣经更加的认识。
So God wanted me to be stronger in the Bible before I started traveling internationally.
所以神要我在圣经上有更强的基础，然后才会又再差派我到世界各地去服事。
Context.
所以这上下文。
Even in prayer and the prayer ministry.
甚至在祷告还有祷告的侍奉
Where I find the anointing to be the strongest is when I understand the context.
我发现当我了解这上下文的时候，也就是那恩膏最强的时候。
And I stay in the context until I feel it's finished.
我就会一直留在那个上下文，直到我完成为止。
You see, this is how we should be with the Holy Spirit.
我们跟圣灵就应该是这样子。
You stay with Him until you feel the meal that it is in front of you, it's finished.
你就一直停留在神的面前，直到你觉得在你面前的那段眼前的那段那个饭食结束了。
And what I'm not saying you do it. I'm just saying.Let's make sure that when the anointing comes on us as a group for prayer ministry,
当我们的这个团队就是有祷告侍奉的时候
let's make sure that we stay in context until we can all sense the work is finished for this moment.
就是我们要一直留在这个整个的前后的状况，直到我们领受到说这个工作在这段时间已经完成了。
Now, this is where mental discipline is important.
这就是心理上的纪律的重要性。
Now, when you're by yourself.
当你一个人独自
We all have to go through this.
我们都必须经历这个
Almost every day, I do.
我每天都会这样子
I start praying.
我开始祷告
And I start talking to God.
我开始跟神说话
And I begin a subject.
我开始一个主题
And a few minutes later,
几分钟之后
I'm thinking about a friend.
我想到一个朋友
Or I'm thinking about something else.
或是我想到了其他的事情
And I noticed my mind, it just went this way.
我知道我的心思意念就跑到另外一边去了
And then I said, oh God, I'm sorry. I was talking to you, and now my mind is over here.
我说哦，神，对不起啊，我本来在跟你讲话的，然后我的心思意念就跑走了。
So I bring my mind back. I apologize to God.
所以我就把我的心思意念又再拉回来，我跟神道歉。
And then I turn my mind. I said, let me try to keep focused.
然后我就对我自己的心思意念说，好，我要试着专注。
You know, the Bible teaches about the mind of the Holy Spirit. He has a mind.
圣经有教导我们讲到那个圣灵他也是有意念的。
What is it? It's in chapter 2 of Corinthians. Who knows the mind of the Spirit?
就是哥林多前书第二章讲说，有谁知道圣灵的心意呢？
And the Spirit, it's the Spirit that knows the deep things of God.
圣灵他知道神深奥的事情。
So who is our leader? It's the Holy Spirit.
所以谁是我们的领袖呢？就是圣灵。
So as he's leading us, he has something on his mind.
所以当圣灵在引导我们的时候，他的意念里面也有一些有些事情。
And so we must have our minds.Connected to his mind.
So, 我们的意念必须跟圣灵的意念连接。
And this is where discipline, mental discipline is necessary.
这就是为什么心理的纪律是必要的。
Now, there were times that I just felt bad.I repented to God. I said, God, when I was young, I put my heart, my life, I played chess when I was a teenager, all those years.
我有时候会觉得好像觉得心情不是很好，然后我就跟神说，神啊，我在年少的时候，我花了很多年的时间在那里下西洋棋。
And I said, oh, how I wish I would have studied the Bible instead.
我说神啊，我真希望我那个时候时间都是用来研读圣经的。
And then God showed me, you know, it's okay, I used it for your training.
然后神就启示我说那个是没有问题的，神用我下西洋棋在训练我。
So even today, I can still playA game of chess, I don't have to look at the board. I can see it in my mind. And I can move the pieces in my mind.
甚至到今天我还是可以下西洋棋，我不用棋盘，我就是在我的那个心思意念里面，我就可以 就是可以那个棋，每步棋要怎么下怎么走。
I just made 8 moves just now, you know?
我刚刚我已经走了走了八步棋了。
So I was able, I developed a photographic memory.
所以我就发展出我的记忆力就像是照相一样。
And I memorized 5 books of the Bible.
然后我也背了圣经的书卷有五卷。
And I wanted to do more, but I changed from this version. For years I used New King James Version.
但是后来我换了圣经的版本，我是用那个新的钦定本圣经。
So the mind of the Spirit in prayer,
所以在祷告中圣灵的心意
is like the mind of the Spirit, like when I'm ministering.
所以圣灵的心意就像说，譬如说我在服事的时候
，Okay, especially when the word of knowledge gets strong.
特别是当那个知识的言语变得很强的时候。
Sometimes I have to do this.
有时候我必须这样做。
Because I see 4 things.
因为我看到四件事情。
Sometimes 5.
有时候五件。
Sometimes just 2, sometimes 3.
有时候两件，有时候三件。
And I have to look at what I see and I have to pick what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
我必须去看我所看见的，然后要能够选圣灵现在要做的事情。
Yeah, and if I pick the wrong one, I will go out of context, and I'll feel the anointing go down.
如果我选错了，那我就已经好像脱离了那个上下前后的状况，那么我就会感觉到恩膏下降了。
So back to prayer ministry.
好，那么就回到祷告的侍奉。
How many times I've been in so many prayer meetings in my life.
我一生中参加过许多次的祷告会。
And the best prayer meetings are where the people of God, where they stay in context.
最好的祷告会就是大家都是在这个整个上下前后的情境当中。
And when someone begins to pray where it's out of context with what we were praying, you can feel it.
如果我们正在祷告，但是有一个人的祷告，他跟我们的上下整个的前后的情境不同的话，你可以感觉得到。
And you don't want to be rude, but you feel like saying, please stop, stop.
你不想要对他很无理，但是你真的想跟他说，哎，请你停下来，停下来。
Because that's how the Holy Spirit works. He has something on his mind, and he doesn't want any distractions.
因为这就是圣灵工作的方式，因为圣灵的心意里面有一件事情，他不想要有任何东西走差了。
So what makes a strong prayer team...is each individual develops their own mental discipline.
所以怎么样让我们的祷告团队能够很强呢？就是每一个成员，你自己已经训练好，你让你的心思意念是有纪律的。
So, first, we have the anointing with the Holy Spirit.There's communication, spirit to spirit.
首先我们有圣灵的恩膏，我们的灵跟圣灵之间有交通。
Okay, and then the Holy Spirit has something on his mind.
然后呢，圣灵在他的心思意念里面有某一件、okay? 想到某一件事情。
And then the human spirit, your human spirit, has a mind.
而你人的灵，你也有你的心思意念。
See, your physical brain.Is not your real mind.
你肉体的脑子不是你真正的心思意念。
Okay, by God's grace, He has taken me out of my body numerous times.
因着神的恩典，神有好多次让我离开了自己的身体。
And when He takes me to show me things, I know that my mind is with me. It's not in my body on the bed where my body is.
当神把我带出身体之内的时候，那时候我还是有个意念，但是我知道我的心思意念并不是我躺在床上的那个我的心思意念。
Okay, so first the spirit and then the mind connects with the spirit.
首先是灵，然后我灵就是跟圣灵的心思意念连接。
So now you remember in the book of Acts.
所以记得在《使徒行传》里面。
Peter was in jail.
彼得他坐监牢。
And they were praying for him.
人们在为他祷告。
Now, while they're praying.Peter has an angel lead him out of jail.
当那些一边在祷告的时候，有一个天使就带领彼得出了监牢。
So they're praying, their prayers are being answered, and they don't know it.
所以他们的祷告蒙应允了，却不自知。
My question is, why didn't they feel the answer?
我的问题是，为什么他们没有感觉到已经有答案了呢？
You know, when you're communicating with God,
当你在跟神交通的时候，
you feel things.
你会感觉到一些事情。
Every meeting we've been doing this week and last week,
我们上个礼拜还有这个礼拜一直在有的聚会，
we have to feel when it's finished.
我们必须感受到说什么时候是结束了。
You can feel it when it's finished.
结束的时候你可以感觉得到。
I'm not saying we're perfect, but we try.
我不是说我们已经完美了，但是我们会尝试。
So, Peter knocks on the door.
所以彼得敲门。
Rhoda, the young girl, she sees Peter.She's so excited, she doesn't even let him in.
所以罗大看见他了，他甚至觉得好像他不是人。
So she goes to the prayer group Hey, Peter is at the door.
所以他就去跟那个祷告祷在祷告的人说，哎，彼得在门口。
Okay. Now, why didn't they believe the girl?
为什么那些人不相信这个女孩子说的呢？
Because they are still a young church.
因为他那个时候的教会还很年轻。
They weren't in the prayer ministry for 40 years.
他们不是在这个祷告的侍奉当中40年。
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit only recently happened.
圣灵的浇灌是前不久刚发生的事情。
So the anointing was strong.
所以恩膏很强。
But their maturity was not quite strong yet.
但是他们还不成熟。
Does that make sense?
这样子大家清不清楚?
So nobody in the prayer group felt, why is it that no one said, wait, church, I see an angel visiting Peter. Nobody did that.
所以为什么在他们祷告会的成员当中没有人说, 哎,等一等,我看到有天使把彼得带出监牢了。
The way I believe prayer is when you pray,You see things.
我相信就是祷告。当你祷告的时候，你看见一些东西。
You should see.
你应该会看见。
So, they didn't believe it.
他们不相信。
Can you imagine that? That you're praying for an answer, the answer comes and you don't believe it.
你能不能够想象你在祷告，希望有个答案，但是答案来了，你却不相信。
So.I believe that their powers were answered. It was wonderful what they did.
我相信他们的祷告蒙应允了，他们的祷告很棒。
But that teaches me that it was still an immature group.
但是那教我了，就是那群祷告的人还是相当不成熟。
And I'm sure later in life, they got more mature in prayer.
我相信后来他们在祷告上会渐渐的成熟。
Now we're not perfect, I know, but we're doing our best.
我们不完美，但是我们是尽自己的所能。
Because of work and practical things,
因为工作还有一些很实际的事情。
We all have different callings.
我们都有不同的呼召。
Not everybody can pray 10 hours.
不是每一个人都能够一天祷告十个小时。
So those of us who are in full-time ministry,
所以我们当中如果你是全时间侍奉的话,
we should not talk like we're better than people who have to work hard.
所以我们讲话的态度不应该是觉得说我们比那些要努力工作的人来得好。
It's not fair.
这样不公平。
But I prayed a lot of hours, even working hard.
但是我甚至在很努力工作的时候，还是花很多时间祷告。
And I lived on an average of 4 hours sleep for several years.
我有好几年的时间，一天是睡四个小时。
My eyes were dark; they got dark.
哦，我的眼睛都有黑眼圈了。
And I actually made a covenant with God.
我那个时候跟神立约。
I said, God, no matter what, I'm going to be at least 3 hours alone with you a day.
我说神啊，不管情况怎么样，我一天至少要跟你在一起三个小时。
And I did that for many years.
我有很多年都这样做。
There were times where I would get into prayer, and when I got into the sixth hour, after 6 hours of being with God.
有时候当我跟神祷告了六个小时之后
There is a dimension where you pray for someone and everything inside of you begins to cry.
就是有一个就会进到一个领域，就是当你为一个人祷告，然后你里面的一切都开始哭泣。
You don't act like you love. The love is so strong that you cry and your stomach, you bend over it. The Holy Spirit grabs your whole being.
因为那个爱非常的强，好像圣灵就整个抓住你，你就这样子，整个弯腰，就整个人都在哭泣。
So I'm not saying that it always takes 6 hours. That's not true.
我不是说这一定都要经过六个小时，不是这样子的。
Yeah, but you know, in Romans, what is it, chapter 8, where it says the Spirit inside of us groans.
在罗马书八章有讲到圣灵他会在我们里面就是像是呻吟或者说像是说不出的叹息。
Let's turn there and look at it.
我们一起来看罗马书第八章。
Let's read verses 26 and 27.
我们来看罗马书八章二十六、二十七节。况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Okay, now our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
But you are not the only one inside of your body.
但是你并不是在你身体里面唯一的。
There is someone else who came to live inside of your body.
还有一位他也来了住在你的身体里面。
And that's the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
So wherever you go, you have two minds inside of you.
所以不管你去任何地方，你的里面都有两种心意。
Two spirits, two minds.
有两个灵，两个心意。
And what does it say in verse 26? What is the weakness? The weakness is, really, we have to admit, we don't know how to pray like we're supposed to.
这里讲到软弱，那这个软弱是什么呢？软弱就是说我们没有办法祷告的如应当祷告的那个样子。
What that means is the Holy Spirit knows the will of the Father accurately 24 hours a day.
这边的意思是圣灵他很精准的知道父神的旨意，一天二十四小时都知道。
So the mind of the Holy Spirit is always accurate, but my mind is not always accurate.
所以圣灵的心思意念总是很正确的，但是我的心思意念不是一直都很正确。
So, how does the Holy Spirit get our attention?
那么圣灵是怎么样引起我们的注意？
Look what it says in verse 26.
我们看到第二十六节。
The Spirit intercedes for us.
圣灵他为我们祷告。
With groanings too deep.For words,
那是很深的叹息，或者像呻吟一样，哦，是没有办法，是说不出来的。
So the Holy Spirit has emotions.
所以圣灵他有感情。
He has a love for the will of the Father and Jesus.
他爱父神跟耶稣的旨意。
And you can see that he's not complacent about the will of the Father.
我们会看到他对天父的旨意并不会自满。
He is so connected with the will of the Father that it makes him feel deep emotions.
他都对准了父神的旨意，以至于他感受到很深的情感。
So sometimes, if you look at me, Janelle, sometimes we just feel like this.
如果你看我，有时候我们感觉就是这样子。
But inside,He begins to groan.
但是在里面他开始叹息。
And then suddenly you say, Holy Spirit, what are you doing?
然后忽然间你就说圣灵你在做什么？
And he gets your attention because you can sense him having, he's something is going on with the Holy Spirit inside of you.
这个时候你就引起你的注意，你就感觉到圣灵在你里面有些东西正在进行着。
And then we have to discern, why am I feeling like this?
然后我们又必须去辨别说，为什么我现在有这样的感受？
How many times, just as Christians, we're living the day and we have no reason to be sad?
有多少次我们身为基督徒，我们只是在过日子，我们没有任何理由让我们去悲伤的。
But we can go get a glass of water.
但是有可能我们去拿一杯水。
Walk across the kitchen.
然后就穿过厨房。
And you stop.
你就停下来。
I'm having a good day.
我今天过得很好。
Why am I sad?
那为什么我很难过呢？
And if you don't pay attention, you'll think it's you.
如果你不留意的话，你会以为是你自己。
But it's the Holy Spirit calling you to pray.
但是其实是圣灵在呼唤你要祷告。
And that's why sometimes when we pray, we get loud.
这就是为什么有时候我们祷告会大声。
We express emotion.
我们会表达出情绪。
It's because our spirit gets with the Holy Spirit.
因为我们的灵跟圣灵结合在一起。
And we begin to feel what he feels.
我们开始感受到圣灵的感受。
You know? So you remember when Jesus, was about to raise Lazarus from the dead?
记不记得当耶稣快要将拉撒路从死里复活的时候
，He knew there was going to be a miracle.
耶稣知道将会有神迹。
If I knew I was going to raise someone from the dead, I wouldn't be crying.
如果我知道我将会使一个人从死里复活，我就不会哭了。
There could be a temptation to show off.
还可能有一种试探，就是会想要表现自己。
Everybody.Watch this.
大家看着。
But this wasn't Jesus' attitude. He was groaning. It says he was groaning in himself.
但是这并不是耶稣的态度。耶稣他却自己在那边呻吟着。
So I was thinking, what is going on here?
所以在我就会想说，这里到底是怎么回事呢？
The whole context of everything was Lazarus being raised from the dead.
整个的情境就是拉撒路马上要从死里复活。
But like I taught last night,
但就像我昨天晚上教导
，the center of Jesus' ministry was not raising people from the dead. The center was dying on the cross.
耶稣服事的整个核心并不是叫人从死里复活，他整个侍奉的核心就是要死在十字架上。
And the death and resurrection of Lazarus reminded him of his own death.And resurrection to come.
拉撒路死而复活，就让耶稣想起他将要受死，而且他也会从此里复活。
So he groaned. He groaned with him in himself. He felt something of what he had to go through to die.
所以他在里面呻吟叹息，他感受到他将要受死的情境。
See, a lot of people might not think about this.
很多人或许没有这样想。
The wood on the cross, if it came from one tree,
十字架上的木头如果是从一棵树来的
the moment the first sprout came from the ground like this,
就是当那个从地上发芽的时候，一开始是出来一点
and it would grow into a tree.And that tree, the wood from that tree, would be used for Jesus to hang on.
然后呢，这个发芽又长成一个大树，然后那个树的木头呢，就会成为耶稣要被钉十字架所用的木头。
So a lot of trees are older than 33 years.
有很多的树都已经是超过33年。
So I can picture Jesus and the Father in heaven.
所以我可以想象。耶稣跟父神在天上
And the Father does this.
父神就指这个
He points. He points to the earth.
他就指着地上。
Jesus looks.
耶稣看着。
And it's the first sprout of the tree that he has to, the wood, he will die on the wood from that tree.
就是看到那棵树刚刚发芽，而那棵树就是会长成耶稣要被钉十字架的那个十字架用的木头。
And I imagine Jesus could have just looked at the Father and bowed his head.
我想耶稣他那个时候本来也可以就是看着父神，然后就这样子垂下头来。
And he looked at the Holy Spirit.
然后又看看圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit, I will be with you.
然后圣灵就说，我会和你在一起。
So here we see the groanings, it says words cannot express what these groanings are.
所以在罗马书八章的经文讲到说，这个这种叹息是文字言语没有办法表达的。
Now, tongues is a gift.
方言是一个恩赐。
But one of the spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is diversity of tongues, different kinds of tongues.
但是在哥林多前书十二章讲到属灵的恩赐，讲到是有各样的方言。
Now, when I think of this, connected with groanings, the Holy Spirit groaning,
当我想到这个各种的方言跟圣灵的叹息连在一起。
You think of your body.
你想想你的身体。
When your body experiences a hit,
当你的身体被打到的时候，
you make a sound normally.
你通常会发出声音。
In football, if you watch a football game, you will hear different sounds.
如果你看足球赛，你会听到不同的声音。
Someone gets hit in the stomach.
有的人肚子被打到了。
You get hit in the back.
然后背打到了。
You get hit in the head. Maybe you won't be able to respond.
头被打到的话，可能就根本没反应了。
So, different emotions, even in a conversation, the way we talk.Expresses what we feel.
所以甚至在谈话中，我们讲话的方式也就表达出我们的感受。
You know, like some people say, I don't believe in tongues.
有些人会说我不相信方言。
But they speak in tongues anyway.
但是不管怎么样，他们还是讲方言。
Because when they hold their grandchild,
因为当他们抱着他们的孙子。
It's not Chinese, it's not English.
所以他这个时候他在讲的不是英文，而是中文。
Uji gu gu gu. It's an expression.
这是一个表达。
So this is where the gift of diverse tongues is very powerful.
所以这就是这种各样方言很有能力的地方。
Because when you connect with the Holy Spirit and His groanings,
因为当你跟圣灵的连接，还有跟他的叹息连接，
you feel what He feels, and the sounds that come out of your mouth, it has to be different.
那么你跟他连接之后，从你嘴巴里发出来的声音一定会不一样。
That's why sometimes when you get very deep with the Holy Spirit, your sounds are different.
这就是为什么有时候当你跟圣灵有非常深刻的相交的时候，你发出的声音是很不一样的。
You know, I'll give you an example.
我跟大家讲一个例子。
一七里拉拉玛康吉可呼伊呜伊呜吉根呐呼呀呜呀 ！You saw the change.
你看到这个改变，对不对
？Okay. You pray, then you touch.And you connect, and you express the groanings. You're connecting with the Holy Spirit.
你祷告，然后你被摸着了，然后你又跟圣灵连接。
So you see, in verse 26, people speak against tongues. No, just say what I say.
Okay. 在26节，有些人他们会反对圣，反对讲方言。
What if they met the Holy Spirit?
但是如果他们遇见了圣灵的话，
Would they speak against his groanings?
他们会不会反对圣灵的叹息呢？
In a way, they're saying, Holy Spirit, we don't like the sounds that you make.
就一方面来说，他们其实是在说，圣灵，我不喜欢你发出的声音。
So what conservatives don't understand, when we pray in tongues, we are making the sounds that the Holy Spirit is causing us to make.
所以那些保守派的人不了解，就是说，当我们在祷告讲方言的时候，我们 是圣灵使得我们在那里发出的声音。
So they're not just insulting us, they are insulting the groanings of the Holy Spirit.
所以当他们那样说的话，他们不只是在侮辱我们，而是在侮辱圣灵所发出的叹息。
And then verse 27,
第27节，
it says, He who searches the hearts,
讲到说鉴察人心的，
knows what the mind of the Spirit is.
晓得圣灵的意思。
So look, the Father searches our hearts,
父神鉴察我们的心,
and he knows what the mind of the Holy Spirit is.
他晓得圣灵的意思。
Because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
So now this verse ends with accuracy.
所以这一节它结束的地方就是非常的精准。
We don't want to have a prayer meeting and a prayer ministry just to pray.
我们不希望我们的祷告侍奉还有祷告会单单就是为了祷告。
If it's not the will of God, close the meetings down.
如果不是神的旨意，那么就把聚会关掉。
It has to be the will of God every time.
必须每一次都是神的旨意。
So we see here groanings, emotions, and the mind.
所以我们在这里看到叹息，还有情绪，还有心思意念。嗯。
So sometimes when we begin to pray, sometimes we have a list. Okay, we're going to pray about this today.
有时候当我们开始祷告的时候，我们会有一个祷告清单，说哦，我们今天要为这些事情祷告。
That's not bad. That's good.
哦，这个是好的。
But sometimes.You will be interrupted by the Holy Spirit.
但是有时候圣灵会来打断你。
And he wants to take us in a different direction.
圣灵要把我们带领到另外一个方向。
We must obey.
我们必须顺服。
All right? And pay attention.
留意。
When he starts to groan about something,
当圣灵开始为某一件事情叹息。
Okay?We might not understand.
我们或许不了解。
Okay? Okay, so your mind is not seeing the will of God yet.
所以你的心思意念还没有看到神的旨意。
But you join the Holy Spirit.
但是你就加入圣灵。
Urababoshiraba. No interpretation yet.
还没有这解释。
But the first thing you do is you feel the Holy Spirit...And it's like you take his hand and you don't know his mind yet, but you know he's feeling something.
但是这个时候就好像你跟圣灵连接上了哦，你就跟他抓住他的手，你还不晓得他的意念在想的是什么，但是你能够感受到他的感受。
Then, as you join him, he will bless you. He will give you thoughts in your mind what's happening.
然后当你加入他了之后呢，他就会给你一些意念，让你知道正在发生什么事情。
That's how we interpret tongues.
我们就是这样子来解释，来翻方言。
We pray in tongues.
我们用方言祷告。
We try to touch the emotion feeling of the Holy Spirit.
我们试着要摸到圣灵的感受的情感。
And feeling the Holy Spirit helps you interpret.
然后那个这个感觉呢，也能够帮助你来翻译或者解释。
It's not just something in your mind; it's feelings and your mind.
这不只是你的意念，也还包括你的感受。
You know, So like when we're in a meeting,
当我们在聚会中,
and someone prays in tongues,
有人用方言祷告,
okay. You know the interpretation is not, my people, I love you.
你知道这翻译出来的方言不会是说我的百姓啊，我爱你们。
You see, but people who are immature with interpretation, they do these things.
但是那些翻方言不成熟的人，他们会做这种事情。
So we pay attention to the body language, we pay attention to the feelings of the Holy Spirit, and that takes you into the interpretation.
所以我们会注意身体语言，还有注意那个圣灵的感受，这样子就能够帮你进入翻方言。
And then your mind begins to get thoughts.
然后你的心意里面呢，你就开始得到一些意念。
So what happens with me is,When I get these thoughts and I feel the anointing, I know my thoughts are good.
所以当我得到这些意念的时候呢，我感受到恩膏，我就知道这些意念是好的。
If my thoughts are not the will of God, I can feel it. I can feel the anointing just going. I can feel it.
如果我的意念不是从神来的，我可以感受到那个恩膏就下降，这个你会知道的。
You see, we all have the anointing.
我们都有恩膏。
We really don't need too much teaching.
我们其实不需要太多的教导。
You just know it when it's right.
如果是对的时候呢，你是会知道的。
So, my sharing with you today is just an explanation of what you already know.
所以我今天跟大家的分享只是在解释你们本来已经知道的事情。
And maybe I put in words to confirm what we actually do when we pray.
我只是用言语来说出可能是大家早就已经祷告的时候早就在做的事情。
You can tell just talking about this.
你可以知道，就是当我们单单在谈这个
，You can feel the Holy Spirit in this room。
你可以在这边感受到圣灵就在这里。
He likes what we're doing。
他喜欢我们正在做的事情。
So prayer ministry, we pray for people in the church.Someone is in the hospital, they're on the list.
所以祷告的侍奉我们会为教会里的人祷告比如说有人在医院里面。
We pray for our pastors, for God to protect our leaders, keep them healthy.
我们也为牧师们祷告求主保守他们健康来保护他们。
We pray that God would anoint them in the pulpit.
我们也为他们祷告求神高某他们在站讲台的时候
We pray for the worship team
我们也为敬拜团祷告
That they would find the correct list for Sunday We pray for these things
祷告让他们在礼拜天能够唱正确的歌我们会为这些事情祷告
Then the Bible says we should pray for our leaders
然后圣经说我们也要为那个执政掌权的祷告
You know, even the leaders you don't likeWe pray for them.
甚至那些执政掌权的人，即使你不喜欢，我们还是为他祷告。
You know, Obama was a Muslim. I wasn't happy about that.
奥巴马他是回教徒，这个我很不喜欢。
But I still prayed for God's will somehow that he. Never mind.
但是我还是祷告
I still prayed for him.
我还是为他祷告。
And the Bible clearly teaches us we should pray for our leaders.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们应该要为那执政掌权的祷告。
Then we pray for our city.
然后我们也为我们的城市祷告。
That we can be able to operate as a church.
让我们教会，我们教会的运作。
I pray for my neighborhood every day against burglars coming and breaking in.
我也为我所在的邻近的地区祷告，就是祷告让说那些窃盗盗贼不会进入。
We had an incident recently where young people were coming and kicking on doors in the neighborhood, even across the street from my house.
哦，就在前不久，我们那边，我们那一带就有一些年轻人呢，他们就是就是会踢开那些门，想要闯进去。
Because of prayers, he got caught.
哦，因为因着祷告的关系，这个人就被逮着了。
The police went right to the house and caught the young man.
哦，那警察就直接的进到那他的那他闯的那个家。
So the word has gone out in our neighborhood. All the young people are stopping now.
哦，所以这个话已经在我们那个邻近的地区传开了。所以现在所有的年轻人都不会做这种事情。
So we pray this way.
所以我们就这样祷告。
Then we pray for our church for ministries to grow.
然后我们也为我们的教会祷告，让那个事工能够成长。
You know.Like this brother here,
就像这边
I can't even remember his name, but I don't know if I ever knew it. But this miracle ministry, we're going to see a lot of miracles through them.
但是就像 Look 还有 Susan, 我们将会看到他们有很多的行很多的神迹。
Yeah, I've actually, you know, I'm going to be praying for him too. I don't have to belong to this church to pray for you.
Oh.我不必说是我属于这个教会的人，我才会为你们祷告。
So we pray for ministries to grow.
所以我们会祷告，让各种侍奉能够成长。
We pray for miracles, signs, and wonders in our own church.
我们也会为我们自己教会的神迹奇事祷告。
I'm not better than you. You have the Holy Spirit.
我没有比你好，你们有圣灵。
Okay. I have a gift.
我有一个恩赐。
But you have the Holy Spirit.
但是你们有圣灵。
You can have miracles where I have to go somewhere else. We don't need Elias.
你们可以有神迹，而我会离开哈，我们就不需要以利亚。
Yeah. This is something I want to do before I die.
在我死前，我想要做的一件事。
I want to help people.To do better than me.
我想要帮助人们能够做的比我做的好。
So that when I die, I want them to be greater than anything I ever did.
所以当我死的时候，我希望他们比我曾经做过的任何事情要来的伟大。
Now.
现在。
Wow.We might need to have notebooks when we pray. I think you use notebooks. Everybody's taking notes now, so I know when you pray, you have paper and pen.
哦，我知道，可能大家都会要有笔记哈。那大家在祷告的时候，你会用纸跟笔。
Let's not forget.
我们不要忘了。
The prayers that are not supposed to be answered here.Let's remember that some prayers are for the bowls in heaven. The incense goes there.
不要忘了，有些祷告不是在这里蒙应允的，有些祷告是存留到天上的那个香炉。
It's like giving.
就像是给予。
Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given to you."
耶稣说你们若给就必有给你们的。
Sowing and reaping, it's for this life down here.
栽种跟收成是为了我们在今生的。
But there's some giving, personally, I don't really want to get my reward here.
但是有一些给予我个人并不希望在世上我就得到了奖赏。
We have to remember reward in heaven is much better than down here.
要记得在天上的奖赏比地上的好得多。
I think this is good for you to hear.
我想这个你们听到这个对你们很好。
There was one time the pastor of the church I go to, he had a minister who was a prosperity teacher.
我曾经去了一个教会，他的那个教会的牧师有一个教师，那个教师呢 就会教导说这个凡事兴盛啊，亨通，他是专门教导这方面。
Now, prosperity is good, it's from God, no doubt.
这种兴盛亨通是从神来的，这个没有问题。
But when the attitude is not good, it's not good.
但是如果态度不好就不好了。
So, he had a tie on, and he went to the pastor like this. He said, you know, my message is real. Look at this tie, $300 tie.
哦，所以那个专门教导说你这个凡事就是什么兴盛亨通的，他就去找牧师说：“你看看，我的教导是真的哈、哦，你看我带着这条领带300块钱。”
So, he said, "My teaching it works."
你看我的教导是有效的。
And the pastor told me, "You know, there's some people in church. They did what he did, and they were blessed this week. There's something good."
然后牧师就跟我说，哎，这个教会有一些人遵照了他的教导，他们这个礼拜也过得不错，哎，所以这个当中有好东西。
So I didn't feel good.
那我感觉不好。
So I think the Holy Spirit didn't feel good.
我想圣灵也感觉不好。
So I mean, Holy Spirit.
我说圣灵。
Why do you feel bad?
为什么你感觉不好呢？
And you know what he told me?
你知道圣灵跟我说什么吗？
He said, Elias,
他说以利亚。
When he goes to heaven,
说当他到天上去的时候，
If he's not careful,
如果他不小心的话，
When I'm handing out the rewards in heaven,
当我在天上要发出我的奖赏的时候，
God will come to him,
神会临到他，
and pass him and go to the next person.
就略过他，然后到下一个人。
And what about me?
那他说，那我呢？
Oh, you taught on how to get rewards in earth.
神就会跟他说，你教导怎么样在地上得到奖赏。
You don't have too much up here. Who's next?
你在天上没有多少东西了，所以好，下一个。
So the Lord said,
所以主说，
the tie, that was his reward.
主说，他那条领带就是他的奖赏了。
Nothing in heaven.
天上没有东西。
Any questions?
有没有什么问题想问的？请。
请问以利亚牧师，他是怎么操练，能够跟着圣灵在上下？
什么上下？context. How do you practice to follow the Holy Spirit in context?
The first thing you do is pay attention.
你要做第一件事情就是你要留心。
Proverbs, whenever it talks about wisdom, knowledge, understanding, just pay attention.
在箴言里面，凡是讲到这个智慧啊、聪明还有悟性这些东西的时候，他都说你要留心留意。
So we want wisdom to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以我们想要有跟随圣灵的智慧。
The beginning of wisdom is what?
智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord.
就是敬畏耶和华。
So how do we know to do what's, how to, the context? It's the fear of the Lord. You don't want to work against God.
所以我们要能够知道这个上下文整个前后的情境，最主要是你敬畏神，因为你不想要做与神相违背的事情。
It also says in, I think it's Psalm, is it Psalm 19 or Psalm 9? It says the fear of the Lord is clean.
然后还有在诗篇有一个经文也讲到说，敬畏耶和华是清洁的。
So, when...When I finish a meeting,
当我结束一场聚会之后，
and even if I see the Holy Spirit touching people powerfully,
即使当我看到人们是非常强有力的触摸了大家，
I'm not saying this to, never mind. I walk into my room,
我走到我的房间，
and I put my books aside, but quickly I get on my knees.
我会把我的书放到一旁，我很快的就会跪下来。
And I get on my knees, and I say, Jesus.
我就跪下来，我说耶稣。
I hope I did a good job.
哦，我希望我今天做得好。
The best feeling I have.
我有过的最好的感受。
Let me tell you, the anointing feels good, okay?
我要跟大家说，恩膏是感觉很好。
But the anointing can still work with people who have secret sin.
但是恩膏还是有可能在那些有暗中的罪的人身上做工。
Because a gift is a gift.
因为恩赐就是恩赐。
Now that secret sin, it will come to the surface because that's what the anointing does.
那暗中的罪会浮现出来，因为这就是恩膏所做的事情。
But beyond the anointing is the best feeling is I feel clean.
但是除了恩膏之外，我最好的感受就是我感觉自己是清洁干净的。
So if I finish a meeting,
如果我带完一场聚会
，and I'm in the car getting a ride here, and I go to my bed, do I feel clean?
然后我就坐车 回家 要睡觉、哦、那我是否感觉我里面是干净清洁的
Yeah. So how do you stay in context? It's the fear of the Lord and you feel clean.
所以你怎么样能够保持在那个、神的、前后文上下文的情境呢、就是你感觉很干净。
And whenever we get out of context,
每当我们脱离了那个前后上下的情境
，You get used to that the environment of pleasing God. There's an environment inside of you.
你里面已经习惯处在那个讨神喜悦的情况下。
In Finland or Europe, the environment is more cold than Florida.
在、芬兰或者是欧洲那里整个的环境比佛罗里达要冷
So I'm used to the environment of where I live
所以我已经习惯了我所居住的那个地方的环境
If I was in Florida now, I wouldn't be wearing this
如果我现在在佛罗里达的话我不会穿这外套
The environment is different So the anointing and contextYou learn to recognize the environment of what it feels like.
所以那个恩膏还有那个前后上下文的情境，你开始就学会了，就知道那样子是一个处在一个什么样的环境或者说氛围当中。
You know? And there's that secret environment with God.
有一个、跟神在一起的那个隐秘的环境或者氛围
You know how to stay in it
你就知道怎么样停留在那里
And when it's interrupted, you know, you just know
当这个被打断的时候你就是知道
Look at the time. Okay, it's 11. We're supposed to finish at 11:30, right?
Yes.
11:30. All right.
Okay, look.
我用中文讲吗？
用。
这是中文好
吗？好。
就是。
大声点。
好。
好，谢谢。
想问一下，在服事中，你怎样面对属灵征战？昨天晚上你在服侍的时候，你一开始有捆绑，好像你 sense 到一些环境当中的有一些邪灵的、工作，你就捆绑邪灵。所以想问一下，想问一下这方面属灵征战，还有你怎样看待代祷和你这个公开服侍？
我们一个一个来好不好？
好
一个问题一个来。OK，
我们先
第一个问题。OK， Okay, last night in the beginning, you seem to bind the Holy Spirit around the vicinity or something. So the question is, how to, how to fight the spiritual warfare when you minister. OK, 他刚才问题就是说怎么样你在服侍的时候怎么样面对属灵征战。Do you get it?
Yes, I did.
OK.
For me, the gift of the discerning of spirits,
对我来说那个辨别诸灵的恩赐,
you must have it for spiritual warfare.
你要属灵征战,你一定要有辨别诸灵的恩赐。
It's mandatory.
哦,这个是一个命令,是必要的。
So,a lot of people think that discerning of spirits means you can see demons and you can fight them.
很多人以为辨别诸灵是说你会看到邪灵，然后你可以去打他们。
But there are four kinds of spirits.
但是有四种灵。
There's the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵。
Right? Then there's angels. They are called...spirits.
还有天使，天使也是灵。
That's right.
对不对？
Then there are demon spirits or the kingdom of darkness, evil spirits.
还有邪灵或者说黑暗的国。
The fourth kind of spirit that I know of is the human spirit.
我所知道的第四种灵就是人的灵。
So, if there is a manifestationYou have to discern what is the source of the manifestation.
所以如果有个彰显，那你必须要去发现那个彰显的根源是什么。
Let's talk about this.
我们这样讲。
Why is it?We pray for someone in a meeting, we see the demon come out.
为什么我们在聚会里面为人祷告，然后我们看到邪灵 出来？
There's even a manifestation.
甚至有一个彰显。
And they testify.
然后他们就做见证。
I feel better. Something left me.
我现在感觉比较好，有东西离开我了。
Now,Next week, they're still okay.
好，下个礼拜。
Two weeks later.
下个礼拜他还没事，然后两个礼拜之后。
We're worshiping.
我们在敬拜。
Something. The anointing comes.
恩膏降下来。
And the person that we thought was delivered is manifesting the same thing again.
就是本来两个礼拜前我们认为说那个人的鬼已经赶出去已经得释放了，但是两个礼拜之后在敬拜当中那个人的鬼又彰显了，身上的鬼又彰显。
We're disappointed.
我们就会失望。
I thought it came out.
我本来以为他身上的邪灵已经出去了。
We told it not to come back.
我们也吩咐过说让那个邪灵不要再回来。
Why do they still act this way when the anointing comes?
为什么当恩膏降下来的时候他们的表现还是这个样子呢？
Okay. I'll offer you a thought that I believe it's a good one.
我跟大家讲一种想法，我认为这个想法是好的。
All right. The Bible says, you shall know the truth.
圣经说你们必晓得真理。
You'll know it.
你知道真理。
And that's what makes you free.
这就能够使你得自由。
See? It's not just a demon coming out, but it's knowing the truth keeps you free.
不只是邪灵要出去，而是你认识的真理就能够让你保守你的自由，让你保持在自由中。
So the power of knowledge defeats the devil.
所以你认识的这个知识的能力就能够击败邪灵。
So what I think happens is, the demon has been there for so long.
所以我认为在那样情况下，因为那个邪灵在那个人身上有很长一段时间。
That when this the anointing comes, the demon is reacting to the anointing.
所以当恩膏降下来的时候，那些邪灵在对恩膏有反应。
And the body and the mind of the person responds to the anointing because this demon.It doesn't want to come out.
所以那恩膏临到那个人身上的时候呢，那个邪灵不想要出去，所以当事人他的身体啊，就会有一些反应。
The brain is like a computer, the physical brain.
人的头脑就像是电脑一样。
Okay, it holds data.
好，它里面会装了很多的资讯。
Okay.That's why your spirit can ask forgiveness.
这就是为什么你的灵可以说求赦免、饶恕。
But you still don't feel clean.
但是你还是没有感觉到自己已经被洁净。
Why don't we feel clean? It's because we did the work in the spirit, but in our knowledge, we're still trying to grab the truth.
这就是我们在灵里面是已经是被洁净了，但是我们的头脑里面还是试着要去抓住明白那个真理。
That's why the Apostle John helps us so much about the blood of Jesus.
这就是为什么使徒约翰关于耶稣的宝血，他有给我们很大的帮助。
He says this blood it won't just forgive you, but it will also clean you.
他讲到耶稣的宝血不只能够赦免你，而且会洗净你。
So these two things must happen in a Christian to live with a good conscience.
所以一个基督徒如果能够有在很好的良心之下活的话，这两件事情都必须发生。
So the Apostle Paul used to persecute the church.
使徒保罗他过去曾经逼迫教会。
He was happy, well, happy.He liked it. He liked seeing Stephen being killed.
他那时候喜悦看到斯提凡被害。
I believe when Paul went to heaven,
我相信当保罗上到天堂的时候，
Stephen walked up to him with a smile.
斯提凡会面带微笑的走到保罗的面前。
And the Apostle Paul bowed his head and hugged him.
然后保罗就会低头拥抱他。
I know that happened. Ah, that had to happen.
我知道那一定会发生。
So, the anointing come 2 weeks later, 2 weeks before she was delivered or he was delivered.
好，我们刚刚讲的被鬼附的，他是两个礼拜前被释放了。
So now watch this.
好。
There is no demon, but the anointing comes.
哦，他已经没有邪灵了，但是恩膏降下来。
And without a demon, no demon.
他没有邪灵。
There's no demon, and they're doing that.
他身上已经没有邪灵，可是他还在做那样的事情。
Because they still didn't get the truth of what happened.
因为他们还是没有得到那已经发生、已经被释放的那个真理。
They have to know that it's gone. They have to know that it's finished. They have to know that the power of God got rid of that demon.
他们必须知道说他们已经得释放了，他们必须晓得那个真理，知道说神的能力已经把那个邪灵给赶出去了。
So that's what immaturity is, lack of knowledge.
所以不成熟就是缺乏知识。
So you have one person 2 weeks later manifesting again.
所以就是在两个礼拜之后，同样一个人他又再有那种像邪灵。
But then you have the man of legion with many, many, many evil spirits in him. They come out.
哦，然后有一个人，他的里面的邪灵是一大群的那个邪灵出来了。
They go into the pigs.
他们进到那个进到猪群里面。
And in one day, Jesus makes him an evangelist.
然后一天之内，耶稣就让他成为一个传福音的人。
What's the difference?
这差别在哪里呢？
The man with legion knew. He knew the truth. Jesus spent time with him. And the demons went out, but Jesus made sure that he would know the truth of what happened to him.
就是身上有群鬼的那个人。鬼赶出去之后，耶稣跟他在一起，所以耶稣就确定了，他知道他身上已经发生的事情，就是鬼已经出去了。
So in spiritual warfare,
所以在属灵征战当中，
we need to recognize the source of the fight.
我们需要察觉我们征战的根源是在哪里。
See, that's why sometimes, like if someone falls on the floor,
这就是为什么有时候当一个人倒在地上，
andthey were crying because they had a hurt.
他们在哭，可能是因为他们过去受伤害。
And God's healing them.
神正在医治他们。
Sometimes it's so wrong. It's so wrong. People without discernment, they want to come and help God.
有时候有些人他们没有分辨力，他们看到一个人在那边哭泣，然后他们就想要去再帮助神。
And they put the hand on the person without discernment.
他们就是为那个人按手，却没有分辨力。
And they say, come out, come out.
然后他们就会说，出来，出来。
But the manifestation is not a demon.
但是那个倒在地上的人，他的彰显并不是邪灵。
The manifestation is the human spirit.Receiving the touch of God.
那个人所彰显的是人的灵，他在领受神的触摸。
And when you see that,
当你看到这个，
there's no spiritual warfare.
就没有属灵征战了。
You can't help God. You leave them alone.
你没有办法帮助神，所以你就是要不要去管他。
The Holy Spirit is our teacher.
圣灵是我们的老师。
We will know.
我们会知道。
With all the questions of how we will know.
那我们会是怎么样会知道呢？
How did I learn?
我是怎么样学习的呢？
And I'm still learning.
我还在学。
It's I've learned the environment of the Holy Spirit.
就是我学会圣灵的氛围。
And if I stay in that environment,
我如果留在那个氛围当中，
He will always keep teaching me.
他就会不断地教导我。
You will know when you're out of the presence of God. You know it.
当你不在神的同在中，你会知道的。Okay. So he has another question.
Okay.Does that help?
这样子
，yes，
大声一点
啊。yes， 另外一个问题就是关于说，怎样看待破除咒诅？因为以利亚牧师那天讲到末世时候提到，那个咒诅以色列人的就有咒诅在他们身上。那咒诅会不会就是当圣灵的恩膏运行的时候，是不是就可以破除咒诅？还是说要额外的为他们做破除咒诅的祷告
？OK。You mentioned that Israel had a curse. So the question is how to break the curse.
What curse did I mention?
When, 就是以色列人，就是那些咒。
The blindness.
咒诅以色列人的，或者迫害以色列人，他们自然就会被神咒诅，因为亚伯拉罕，神对亚伯拉罕的宣告。
He said those who curse the curse,
those who curse Israel
will be cursed.
Yes, so it's not Israel having a curse.
Okay, so the question is,
an anointing break curse, and do we need to specifically pray to break the curse? Because the curse breaking prayer is taught a lot among the church.
大家有没有明白他问题？他问题就是说，这个咒诅是不是在恩膏运行的时候？会被破除，还是说我们必须特别做什么来破除这个咒诅？对，
是的，谢谢。
Sometimes yes, I believe many things God just does for us.
我相信有很多事情神就是为我们做了。
I believe when we receive Jesus, many things happen and leave us.
我相信当我们领受接受耶稣的时候，很多东西就离开我们了。
I don't go looking for curses.
我不会去找咒诅。
But the way I recognize a curse.
但是我察觉咒诅的方式。
Is if there's a problem that's very consistent. Let's take an example. Now, not every sickness is a curse.
如果有一个问题是一直不断的啊，并不，那不是说所有的病都是咒诅。
When I say that, I mean like a specific curse from your parents or something like that.
当我讲到这咒诅是说，譬如说是从你的父母来有一个很特定的咒诅。
Some people they get sick because they don't eat good. They eat too much sugar.
有些人生病是因为他可能吃糖吃太多了啊，吃饮食不好。
You know, or if you sleep and the air conditioner is here and you're breathing the air conditioner.
就是如果你在睡觉哈，然后你的空调就在那边，你吸进去的那个空气都是空调的。
Yeah, you wake up with a sore throat.
然后你早上醒来的时候就喉咙痛。
To me, that's not like you were cursed.
对我来说，这并不是说你受了咒诅。
You know, to me, that's the general curse of Adam making our bodies mortal.
哦，对我来说，这是亚当这个很普世性的一个咒诅，就是我们的身体是会死的。
See, Adam, did you know that when God made Adam?He was mortal. Did you know that?
大家知不知道神造亚当的时候他是会死的？
The reason we know that is because God gave him a choice.
我们知道这点是因为神给他有个选择。
You know, now we don't see it where God said, Adam, you're going to die, but if you eat this tree, this good tree, eternal life, you'll do good.
我们没有看到圣经说神跟亚当说你会死，但是如果你吃了这个树上的果子呢，那你就会有永生。
Okay, that's why when God talked about the bad tree,
这就是为什么当神说那个不好的树。
He said, now this tree,
他说现在这棵树。
He emphasized it.
他强调了。
He said, if you eat this treeYou will surely die.
他说如果你吃这棵树的果子你就必定会死。
He didn't just say, if you eat this tree, you'll die. He says, you know, you're a mortal man.
他没有说如果你吃这棵树的果子你就会死，你是一个会死的人。
If you eat this tree,
如果你吃这棵树的果子，
you shall surely die.
你就一定会死。
Meaning,You can't go back and eat this tree and have the intended glorified body that I had for you.
意思就是说，你没有办法再回过头来去吃那另外一棵树的果子，好让你得到我本来定义要你有的荣耀。
Yeah. So, this body is the only thing that's not redeemed.
所以我们的身体还没有得赎。
Yeah.A curse, where I live, there are some buildings.
我所住的地方有一些建筑物。
They stay empty for years.
有好多年来一直都是空着的。
I've seen some buildings and I go, what is this? In 2 years, 5 restaurants.And they all shut down.
我看过，譬如说有个地方，两年内他开了，曾经有过五家餐厅，后来全部关门。
I said, "What is this?"
我说这个是什么呢？
And sometimes God tells me, "The building, there's a curse on the building."
有时候神会告诉我说，那栋楼有一个咒诅。
Somebody did something wrong. They cursed the building.
有人做了不对的事情，然后就咒诅了那栋建筑。
Now, a building can be cursed, a business can be cursed.
一个建筑物可能受咒诅，一个事业也可能受咒诅。
When we go to the doctor,
and
it's always a mystery.
这总是一个奥秘。
We try this, we try that, we cannot get an answer.
我们试了这个，也试了那个，但是得不到答案。
Sometimes that's a curse.
有时候那是个咒诅。
The last time, you know how, I need to be careful, but let me just say this.
我要说这个。
I'll say it quickly. In 1986, just before I got into ministry, this happened.
在1986年，就在我要开始服事之前，发生了这样的事情。
I was robbed at gunpoint.
曾经有人持枪抢劫我。
I was tied up.
我被绑起来。
2 weeks later, the supervisor fired me.
两个礼拜之后，我的上司就把我开除了。
I made a contact with Switzerland, and my ministry started.
然后我就跟瑞士那边的联系了，我的服事就开始了。
But let me tell you something I did.
但是我要跟你讲我所做的事情。
I got in my bed.
我到床上。
And I said, Lord.
我就说主啊
Jesus told the apostles
耶稣告诉门徒们
If they go in a city and they are rejected
如果他们去一个城然后被拒绝了
The peace that you put on them take your peace back
你本来要给他们的你在那些门徒身上要给他们给那城市的平安呢就收回了
So I said Lord
所以我说主啊
I was mistreated in that store.
我在那家店里面我被错待了。
They took advantage of me for 5 years, paid me less than I deserved.
有五年的时间他们都在利用我他们给我的薪水是低于我所应得的。
They didn't like me and they wanted to get rid of me because I was a Christian.
他们不喜欢我想要把我给除掉因为我是基督徒。
You see, 16 of my employees would come to my house and I would do a Bible study for them.
因为我的手下的员工有16个人他们会到我家然后我会跟他们一起查经。
And some of them were turning to God and the supervisors didn't like me talking about Jesus.
他们有些人也信主了但是我的上司不喜欢我跟他们讲耶稣。
Now, I didn't pronounce a curse on the building.
我并没有去咒诅那个建筑。
But I did this.
但是我做了一件事情。
I said, Lord.
我说主。
I call back all of the peace, 5.5 years that I put my peace in that place. I take it back.
我就跟主说主，在过去的五年半，我把我的平安放在这个地方，现在我把他们召唤回来。
And I'm telling you,
It
took at least 15 minutes. I sat there.
我坐在那边差不多有15分钟的时间。
And I could feel like a fountain coming in me.
我看到有一个像是幽灵一样临到我。
Few years later, I found out in the news that store burnt down.
后来呢，几年之后，我就在新闻里面读到。说那栋楼被烧毁了。
I know it was because I took my peace out of it.
我知道是因为我把我的平安给那边的平安给收回来。
God, in our prayer ministry, God is going to teach us all of that.
在我们的祷告侍奉当中，神会教导我们关于这样的事情。
以利亚牧师分享他是怎么操练 mental discipline。
Could you share about how you practice mental discipline?
It takes work. You just have to focus.
这是需要努力的，你就是必须集中精神。
We had this silence just now.
就像我们刚才的静默。
and it reminded me, I think it was in 2006 or 2007.
这让我想起差不多是2006-07年的时候。
I was caretaking my wife.
我那时候在照顾我的太
太。My first wife.
我的第一任的妻子。
And God asked me to be in silence 3 hours a day for 3 months.
神要我有三个月的时间，每天静默三个小时。
I did it.
我就做了。
And there were a few times I went to sleep.
那有几次我睡着了。
But I had to give my mind to God without words.
但是我必须把我的意念交给神，却不用讲的。
That's not the only thing. You can do it. It just takes work.
那个你也可以做，但这就是需要努力的。
You have to you have to concentrate.
你必须集中注意力。
And when the pictures come to your mind, you engage the thought.
当那图像进到你的里面，你就投入那个意念。
And the Lord can tell you a story with thoughts.
主可以跟你讲一个故事，就是有一些意念的。
I did that for 3 months, 3 hours a day.
我就那样做了，一天三个小时，这样做了三个月。
So, that one day after this,
在这个之后有一天，
I walked into the kitchen.
我走到厨房里。
And I had blinds, not like this, but they were vertical blinds.
我也有一些这个窗帘，就是这样子，像这种，也是直的这样。
And they were on my left.
哦，那个百叶窗在我的左手。
And I saw the number.
我看到数目字。
It was like 23, something like that.
哦，看起来，譬如说是23这样。
And I said, I'm going to cook. Why do I see 23?
我说我要来做饭了，为什么我看到23这个数目？
He said, did you ever count how many blinds you had?
神就说，你有没有算过你有多少这个百叶窗？
I said, no.
我说没有。
He said, go ahead, count them.
他说你去算一算。
23.
23.
So the discipline...of silence. You see, it's when you're talking, you have to use your mind to connect with words.
所以这个纪律呢，就是当你如果是讲话的时候，你必须是用你的心思意念，然后跟那个话就是接上。
That's easier. What's harder is keeping your mouth shut. And keeping your mind.
这个比较容易，但是比较难的呢，就是你是静默中，然后你的意念、心思意念还是能够要跟它连接。
That's why in the Hebrew it teaches meditation.
这就是为什么在希伯来里面教我们。
Meditation is
默想。
You take.Something from God that He wants you to put your mind on.
默想的意思就是说，你从神领受一些东西，是神要你让你的心思意念专注在那个上面。
And you whisper it.
然后你就是轻声低语。
You know, it might be He heals all my diseases. You know.
有可能说是他医治我所有的疾病。
So in your mind, you picture your body.
所以在你的意念里面，你就想象你的身体。
And the Holy Spirit inside.
然后还有你里面的圣灵。
I am healed.
然后我得了医治。
I am healed.
我得医治。
The Holy Spirit is touching my body.
圣灵在触摸我的身体。
It takes work.
这是需要努力的。
But to be in silence.
但是在静默中。
It's extra discipline.
这就是一个纪律。
You can do it. We all have the ability.God created us so we can do it.
你可以做，我们都有这个能力。神造我们是让我们能够这样做的。
Some people who say, "I'm not as smart as him," it's not true.
有的人说，哦，我不像那个人那么聪明，这不是真的。
God gave us all a fantastic mind. We just have to believe it.
神给我们每个人都有很好的头脑，我们就是必须相信。OK， 在这。
那一天三个小时，在每一天都固定这个时间。
不是，他只是讲说他那段时间，他不是要我们这样做，他只是说神曾经这样带领他。OK
OK，
对，他的意思是说每天是不是固定的三，不是九点到十？
你是说，所以你的重点不是说你的意思是说静默是不是要每天固定的一段时间？
是我问他，
你是说他那段时间的三个小时 ？OK。He said, you mentioned you, God wants you to be silent for three hours a day.
For three months. Yes.
So the question is the 3 hours a day a certain time of the day every day?
It's fixed or, time. That's fixed. 9 to 12, something like that. Or there's no...
It's
flexible.
I can't remember, but...I don't think so because when you're caretaking for someone, I have to make arrangements that she's okay for 3 hours.
我想我应该不是固定的时间哈，因为我那时候在照顾我太太，所以我没有办法说
<No.
S 2> 就是说很三个小时很固定。
So I have to make sure she doesn't have to go to the bathroom. She has water. The air conditioner is not too cold.
所以我要确定说哦，她有水可以喝，然后。他要上厕所啊，或还有他的空调的温度要适中。
And then she knows, I know, we both know she's okay for 3 hours.
然后就是我跟他都要知道那个三个小时，我太太是。
So I couldn't do it exact time.
所以我没有办法，就是说很固定的时间。Okay,
好 ，OK， 那我们今天就到此结束哈。等一下我们有聚餐啊，这个祷告组要给我们预备。所以等一下大家如果有分享的话，我们可以一边吃一边分享。好，我们谢谢。